We have everybody in?
Yes, sir.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. Good morning, everybody. Welcome. My name is Brennan Williams, and I will be serving as the Development Hearing Officer for the items that are on today's agenda. I'd like to welcome you here. I'm going to call the meeting to order. The time is 9:01 a.m., and we're calling to order the December 3rd, 2025 DHO meeting. Before we jump into discussing the items, there are a few housekeeping points of procedure that we like to go over before we officially get started. So the first is, as you probably understand, this is a remote or an online meeting wherein all attendees will participate through video or audio conference today. We are recording today's meeting so that we ask that participants before they begin speaking, they identify themselves by giving their name. And also, if you're not speaking, we ask that you keep your audio muted and your camera off, again, if you're not directly involved in the case being heard. Secondly, we have city staff members that are serving as hearing monitors, and they will be using the chat feature on Zoom to keep everyone updated on the particular agenda item that we're discussing. Participants will also be able to use this chat feature to ask questions of the meeting moderators, but we ask that people remember that these chat conversations are part of the official record of the hearing. They are subject to the Inspection of Public Records Act. Therefore, please keep all comments relevant to the subject hearing. Next, as a reminder for today's applicants, any plats approved today will be electronically signed following the meeting. If plat approval is based on conditions, you'll need to coordinate with the respective DFT member to complete any associated steps. Jay Rodenbeck is our development services manager. He routes the platting materials to the respective DFT members once a final PDF document has been submitted. And in all cases, the city engineer is the last person to sign. Angela Gomez. Ms. Gomez is our hearing monitor today. Ms. Gomez, good morning. Do we have any changes to today's agenda?
Good morning. I do have two announcements, and that is the first is for item number three, PR 2020-00462-2. The agent has requested a deferral to December 17th. And also for item number 10, PR 2021-005927, the agent has requested a deferral to December 17th as well.
Okay, thank you, Ms. Gomez. Very quickly, as it relates to item number three, which is PR 2020-004622, there has been a request by the applicants for a deferral to the December 17th DHO meeting. Is there anyone that has questions about that request? All right, hearing none, I'll go ahead and move item number three, PR 2020-004622. To defer that matter to the December 17th hearing. Next, let's address item 10, which is PR 2021-005927. Similarly to the previous item, the agents on this matter are requesting a deferral to December 17th. Are there any questions or comments about that item? All right, then I will move item 10, PR 2021-005927, as requested, defer that item to the December 17th DHO meeting. Now that we have our agenda updated for today's hearing, I'd like to address any members of the public that wish to provide comments on the items that remain on the agenda that we'll be discussing today. We always begin by giving the applicant or the property owner the opportunity to explain their proposal. Following those statements that are made by the applicant or the property owner, I will announce that comments from members of the public will be taken. You can let us know of your intention to participate by either using the raise your hand feature on Zoom, which is located at the bottom of your screen, or you can also wave your hand in front of your camera, as I'm doing here. Again, to signify your intention to participate. If you're participating today only over the telephone, you can press star 9 on your keypad and let us know or announce that you'd like to participate, and we'll give you an opportunity to do so. Please note that we welcome and appreciate public comment on all of today's items, but testimony should be pertinent to the request and be provided in a respectful, professional manner. Any participant causing disruption to today's meeting will be removed from the hearing. Next, in the unlikely event that we experience technical issues during the hearing, we will conclude the hearing and resume again at 1 o'clock this afternoon using the same Zoom link and phone number that's been provided on the agenda. Finally, as we get ready to begin, I'd like to read a statement regarding the purpose of the Development Hearing Officer. The Development Hearing Officer was created in 2022 by amendment to the Integrated Development Ordinance, or the IDO. In consideration of all applications, the DHO and members of the DFT apply the standards and requirements of the IDO and the city's development process manual when reviewing and considering today's applications. With that, thank you for your patience, and let's begin with item number one, PR 2021-005684, vacation application number 2025-00045. Bohannon Houston, Michael Blaskowitz, and Kimberly Leegan, agents for MDS Investments LLC, request the aforementioned action for all or a portion of Lot Tract 25, Mesa del Sol Innovation Park, zoned PC. Subject property is located at 2501 Bobby Foster Road Southeast, between University Boulevard Southeast, Eastman Crossing, and Bobby Foster Road Southeast. The subject site contains approximately 6.4638 acres in area. Do we have representatives from the applicant team joining us this morning?
Good morning. I'm here. This is Mike Blaskowitz with Bohannon Houston.
Good morning, sir. Let me swear you in if you'll give us your name and mailing address for the record, and then I'll give you an opportunity to explain your request.
Absolutely. My name is
Let me swear you in
Mike
first.
Blaskowitz with Bohannon Houston, mailing address 7500 Jefferson Street Northeast.
Thank you, sir. Do you swear affirm the testimony you provide in this matter will be the truth?
I do.
Go ahead. Thank you.
This vacation request is of an easement that's located on Track 25. Their Track 25 is actually the next sheet down of where the current view is, whoever is controlling the view. It's just south of this view. Track 25 is essentially the intersection of Bobby Foster Eastman from the east side and University Boulevard. And it sits at the west corner of that intersection. This easement was dedicated. That's a great picture right there. The easement on this image is on the left-hand side of the screen. There's a rectangle adjacent to Track 25. Track 25 is the corner parcel that is on the left side of the screen. This easement was granted a number of years ago. Albuquerque Studios was one of the very first projects out of Mesa del Sol. And during that time, there was a need for a public roadway easement because right of way hadn't been dedicated. And with that public roadway easement, there was a need for some storm drain improvements. Since then, and this pond that you see here was intending to capture some of those off-site storm drain improvements for Track 25 prior to it entering into a public storm drain system. Since then, University Boulevard's been dedicated as right of way. University Boulevard has actually been built out in its full condition, along with Eastman and a number of other items. And now there is a plat being brought forth for Track 25 that will subdivide it. What we're trying to do is just clean up this existing public drainage easement. The original document that granted it was a paper document, and it was noted in that document as it being kind of temporary in nature. And with our platting effort, we intend to actually grant a blanket easement across each one of the parcels to make sure that they're all able to drain to this new easement. And that red area is the easement that we are looking to vacate today.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Blaskowitz. Sit tight. Let me see if we have any members of the public that wish to participate. I'll also talk to our DFT staff, and then I'll come back to you before we wrap up. That being said, are there any members of the public that wish to provide testimony on item number one, PR 2021-005684? If so, if you please use the raise your hand feature or otherwise indicate your intention to participate. I'm not seeing anybody. Any member of the public? Last call for item 20, excuse me, item number one, PR 2021-005684. All right, let's move on to our DFT members. Let's begin with the Water Authority. Mr. Gutierrez, good morning, sir. Let me swear you in. Do you swear or affirm the testimony provided on this matter will be the truth?
I do.
Thank you so much. What are Water Authority comments, please?
Water Authority has no comments or objections. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
You do.
Let's do code enforcement next. Mr. Rodenbeck, who will be handling code?
I will be. Good morning, Mr. Hearing Officer. Marcelo Ibarra.
Mr. Ibarra, good morning. Thank you so much. Sir, do you swear or affirm the testimony you'll provide on this matter will be the truth?
I do.
Thank you so much. What are code enforcement comments, please?
Code enforcement didn't provide any comments for this request.
Okay. How about parks? Do we have a representative from Parks and Rec with us?
This is Jay Rodenbeck. I don't believe we do, so I'll be sworn in and
Okay.
read off.
Thank you, Mr. Rodenbeck. Do you swear or affirm the testimony you'll provide on this matter will be the truth?
Yes, I do.
Thank you so much. What are Parks' comments, please?
Thank you, Mr. Hearing Officer. This is Jay Rodenbeck. Parks did not provide any comments on this application.
Okay. Let's jump to hydrology. Mr. Chen, good morning.
Good morning.
Let me swear you in real quick. Do you swear or affirm the testimony you'll provide on this matter will be the truth?
I do.
Thank you. What are hydrology comments, please?
Hydraulic has no objection. Thank you.
Mr. Armijo, transportation will be next. Sir, do you swear or affirm the testimony you'll provide on this matter will be the truth?
Yes, I do.
Thank you so much. Go ahead.
Transportation has no objection.
All right, very good. Let me see. I had a list. Mr. Webb, will you be doing planning comments on this matter?
Yes, sir.
All right, thank you, sir. Do you swear or affirm the testimony you provide on this matter will be the truth?
Yes, I do.
Go ahead, please.
Planning have no objections to the vacation request. The applicant did provide justification criteria per 66M3. So there is a net benefit to the public welfare because the development made possible by the vacation is clearly more beneficial to the public welfare than the minor detriment resulting from the vacation. The originally required easement is no longer necessary due to the subdivision of the tract, the building of the surrounding University Boulevard, and future blanket drainage easements over the new tracks. And also, Bahan of Houston is submitting for vacation of public drainage easement in conjunction with a major preliminary plat action that is upcoming for the mentioned site. The existing easement was placed originally over a temporary silting pond for Track 25 prior to entering into a public storm drain system. The new platting effort will grant a blanket private drainage easement over the top of each tract for the benefits of each tract, and the silting pond will remain until the development occurs. The need for public drainage easement is not necessarily, as there is no public water entering this pond today. The vacation is necessary as to not encumber the site with unnecessary easements in anticipation of future development. And then all we'll need, of course, is the make sure the project and application numbers are on any of the final documents, and primarily that's going to apply to the future and upcoming platting action and the date of the DHO approvals for each. Just wanted to clarify with the agent, there was some discussion before. Is there any ponding detail or right of way detail that would affect this vacation area?
No, there is not. Yeah.
Sounds good. Just wanted to make sure.
Yeah.
And that is all we had.
All right, Mr. Webb, thank you. Mr. Rodenbeck, I see that your hand's up. Go ahead, please.
Thank you, Mr. Hearing Officer. This is Jay Rodenbeck. I'd just like to know if City Engineer Diazar has anything to bring up with this vacation of easement request.
Mr. Beazar, before you start, let me swear you in, and then we'll give you an opportunity to provide any comments if necessary. Sir, do you swear or affirm the testimony you provide on this matter will be the truth?
I do, sir.
Thank you so much. Good to see you, Mr. Beazar.
Good to see you, sir.
What are your? Go ahead.
Yeah, no, just this again, this is Shahab Beazar. I just had a question, and I'm sure our hydrology department looked at this. So are we this is an existing pond that is being relocated. This is an ad question for Mike.
This is Mike with Mohan Houston. No, this existing pond will remain until development ultimately occurs, but the idea behind this pond at the time of construction was that it was picking up some ancillary public roadway drainage while half of University was built to serve the ABQ Studios project back in the day. And then since then, University has been built out in its full development. And so all of the drainage for University Boulevard now goes to their respective inlets that then ultimately take it to the regional retention ponds. And so this desiltation basin essentially will remain until development occurs, but it's now just a private drainage easement that takes up what Track 25 contributes to it before it gets into the public drainage system.
Mr. Hearing Officer, again, this is Shahab Yezer. This pond will just serve Track 25-B in the future.
It'll actually discharge all 24A, B, and C. And with the plat that's forthcoming next, the 17th, there is a blanket drainage easement across each one of those parcels to ultimately allow them to discharge into this existing outfall.
Thank you for the clarification. That's all I have, Mr. Hearing Officer. Thanks.
Mr. Bizarre, thank you. All right. Anyone else, city staff wise or agency wise, need to comment or provide a comment on this matter? All right. Mr. Blaskowitz, come back to you, give you an opportunity to provide any closing comments.
Just appreciate everybody's time and ability to be able to provide comments as necessary and the questions. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate that. All right. We'll close the floor on item number one, which is PR 2021-005684, vacation request 2025-00045. I'm going to approve the vacation of the easement based on the evidence and the testimony that was provided, because the public welfare does not require that the easement be retained, and there is no convincing evidence that's been provided that any substantial property right would be abridged by the vacation action. Mr. Blaskowitz, thank you. We will have something in writing coming out to you shortly.
You all appreciate you.
All right.